Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课中要开杠喽! Both Taiwanese and English are using this episode, so you will hear both languages throughout the show. 今天要来聊聊烘焙的基本功——揉面团、打面团, knead the dough. Kneading is the process of working the dough with your hands to help develop the gluten, which gives the dough its structure and helps it to rise properly. Process, 过程, develop, 发展, gluten, 面筋, structure, 结构, rise, 上升, properly, 适当地. Kneading is, 揉捏是, the process of working the dough, 揉面团的过程, with your hands, 用手, to help develop the gluten, 以帮助形成面筋, which gives the dough its structure, 面筋是面团的结构, and helps it to rise properly, 并且帮助它适当的发酵. Kneading is the process of working the dough with your hands to help develop the gluten, which gives the dough its structure and helps it to rise properly. 揉面团或打面团是烘焙过程当中不可或缺的步骤, 会影响到最终产品的口感跟质地。 揉面团呢, 是把面粉, 水, 酵母 等原料充分的混合, 使所有材料混合成一个有弹性的面团的一个过程。 揉面团的目的呢, 是要发展面筋, 当面团里头的面筋发展得好, 也就是面团揉得好的结果, 就能够让面包的成品的口感更好, 更蓬松。 Kneading can take some time and effort, but it's worth it to end up with the delicious fluffy bread or baked goods. Effort, 精力, worth, 值得, end up, 最终结果, fluffy, 蓬松的. Kneading can take some time and effort. 揉面团可能需要花一点时间和体力, but it's worth it, 但是值得的. To end up with a delicious fluffy bread or baked goods, 最终会得到美味松软的面包或烘焙食品. Kneading 是做面包面团一定会出现的关键字. Kneading the dough, 打面团, 揉面团, 不管用机器打还是用手揉, 都需要一番的力气和时间. 当然用机器打面团会省非常 非常多的力气跟时间。 You don't say. 英文惯用语 You don't say 是用来回应显而易见或已知的事情。语气上呢，它其实是比较偏向讽刺跟惊讶的。例如 Oh really? You don't say. Who would have thought that kneading the dough, regardless of the method used, would demand effort and time? Thanks for the enlightening information. Regardless of, 不管, enlightening, 具有启发性的. Oh really? Oh, 真的吗? You don't say. 不会吧? Who would have thought, 谁会想得到, that kneading the dough, 揉面团, regardless of the method used, 不管使用什么样的方法, would demand effort and time, 都是费时费力的事情. Thanks for the enlightening information. 感谢你提供这么具启发性的信息. Oh really? You don't say. Who would have thought that kneading the dough, regardless the method used, would demand effort and time? Thanks for the enlightening information. 如果有人这样讲话的话，感觉好欠扁哦。还有另外一种说法是 You probably need the dough to buy a sand mixer for kneading the dough. 第一个 need the dough 是 need, N-E-E-D, 需要。 Dough 这个字呢，除了是面团，也是钱或者是现金的意思。 You probably need the dough. 你可能会需要现金钱 to buy a stand mixer 去买一台桌上型的搅拌机 for kneading the dough 来揉面团。If someone tells you that you probably need the dough to buy a stand mixer for kneading the dough, you can respond to with the phrase, "Oh, really? You don't say." Respond, 回应。If someone tells you, 如果有人告诉你 that you probably need the dough, 你可能会需要钱 to buy a stand mixer, 去买一台桌上型的搅拌机 for kneading the dough, 来揉面团。You can respond with the phrase, 你就可以用这一个片语来回应。Oh, really? 真的吗? You don't say, 不是吧?意思就是这么简单的事实，我还需要你来告诉我啊。If someone tells you that you probably need the dough to buy a stand mixer for kneading the dough, you can respond with the phrase, "Oh, really? You don't say." 好咯，两个片语都用上咯。Need the dough 需要钱 ，You don't say 不会吧？真的假的 ？After kneading the dough, allow it to rise for a while. 那记得面团揉好之后呢，要静置发酵。This means letting it sit and allowing the yeast in the dough to produce carbon dioxide, which causes the dough to expand. Carbon dioxide, 二氧化碳 expand, 膨胀。发酵用的动词呢是用 rise, 是因为面团呢里头的材料酵母会跟其他的材料产生化学变化，产生气体，造成面团变得越来越大，越来越高，像气球一样。This is what gives baked goods their signature fluffy texture. Signature, 特征。This is, 这就是 what gives, 造成 baked goods their signature fluffy texture.烘焙食品有标志性的蓬松质地。This is what gives baked goods their signature fluffy texture. 面包好吃的原因有很大一部分是面团、面筋和酵母的功劳哦。This period of time can vary depending on the recipe and the temperature of the room. Vary, 不同 depend on, 依据 recipe, 食谱 temperature,温度 This period of time 发酵的时间 can vary 可能会不同 depending on the recipe and the temperature of the room 根据食谱和房间的温度 This period of time can vary depending on the recipe and the temperature of the room 面团发酵的时间呢会依据食谱的不同和发酵温度而有所不同。那关于面包的技法呢，在英语文备课中的第二季还有第三季，我们讨论非常非常的多。欢迎朋友们利用备课中的网站的搜寻功能，找到你所需要的资料、阅读笔记和回听节目哦。This episode is designed to be short and sweet, so that's it.For today, hello. 那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。感谢订阅收听 Donate 的朋友 ，Your support means a lot to me. Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye.